Oh, count days. That person will go. He has given up. His words that he's saying means, I am signing my exit. That song says, move the unmovable, break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we will see. This is, you are talking, you are creating. From the impossible, we will see a miracle. God, we believe for it. And he said, I believe. He said, and it is done. I want to take that place. We'll take this one once, then we'll repeat that. You said, Now, what are you believing God for? If you check your Bible, he had said something about it. Concerning that stuff, he had said something about it. What are you believing? For the just shall live by his faith. It means if you don't live by faith, you die without faith. That's why when devil wants to kill, he comes with fear. Opposite of faith. Once fear comes, devil has come. Once faith comes, God has come. Which one do you choose? Your words is what we used to know, whether it's faith or fear. So let's take it, please. Please sing along. Okay? If you don't know it, learn it now. It's English. You can sing it in outside version. Yeah. Said that the word of God came walking in the garden. The word can walk. You send it to India, send it to China, it goes. It can make non-living things turn living. It can bend the unbendable. It can break what looks unbreakable. It can shift what cannot be shifted. It can lift what was down, and it can bring down what was up. It can transform. Everything on earth can change form if it's subjected to fire. And our God is a consuming fire. Said this world is like fire. Everything he has said concerning us, we believe and we receive and we say it is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Can you please clap those hands for Jesus as you take your seats? Take your seats. Please. Just be on strings for me. That same key, be on strings. I want to say thank you to the leadership of TCRC. It's always a privilege. Thank you for making it worth it. And thank you for the opportunity to stand here, to be a blessing. I want to assure you one thing. Because His presence is here, no single person will live here the same way we have come. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. And amen. So I'm asked to talk to us on a topic that says a cry for help. A cry for help. It's a prayer service. So I have just a few minutes to just explain some things. Praise the Lord. So that when you are praying, you can pray well. When they bring in, maybe they bring in, okay, let me say, if you are privileged to stand before two people, maybe they had an accident and one is just quiet, is just in pains, and he's just doing The pain is more severe than this other one. This one is shouting, "Hey, Bamio, help me, my head, oh, my leg, oh, my intestine, you want to leave me?" Please, who will you rush to first? Is it the one shouting or the one that is more in pains but is quiet? So when you are praying, it's a cry for help. So if you are praying today, pray like that one. Even though it's not paining you well, but shout so that the attention can come faster to you. Am I right? Am I right? Please, God help us in Jesus. Don't pray, you both pray out. Those ones, everything is working for them. We here, we know ourselves. This is our own Jerusalem. Are you getting me? The technology in your father's house is enough to teach you a lesson. Some people put their legs on the wall and they travel. Technology, very high one. They stay in the village, carry chicken, and turn, cut the neck and say, "Lagbaja, anywhere you are, come back naked." And after 1 month, Lagbaja came back naked. That is the technology. Are you hearing me? So... If you behave like Oyibo, their own is different. So their witchcraft is a bit scam. Our demons here don't hear English. They hear vernacular. So you have to be violent on them. Praise the Lord. All right. I was asked to talk to us on a topic that says a cry for help. Luke 17 verse 13. That's Bible text. But before we read it, it was read. But before we check that, when you hear that someone is crying, it means something happened. Once you hear cry, it means something prompted the cry. Nobody can just start crying unless your own the water in your eyes is too much. So it used to flow like mountains. You know, this AI, if you check AI, their own crying, that's how it used to drop. You know, their own crying used to drop plenty. If that kind of, that time is artificial cry. But the real cry, whoever cries, something must prompt that crying. Praise the Lord. Now, there are two reasons why men cry. If I say men, not the gender, I mean everyone, both children and adults. Why? Two reasons why men cry. Number one, we cry as a result of an outcome. Or we cry seeking for an outcome. Number one, we cry for as a result of an outcome. For instance, somebody beat you and you cry. You lost something and you cry. Or just a regret and you cry. Now, this kind of cry, as you know, as an outcome, the person will just cry and complain and cry and complain. No solution. No way out. No result. But the other cry, seeking for an outcome, is that you are crying asking for help. You are crying asking for mercy. You are crying requesting for something. A child is crying, give me biscuit. But when you beat a child to cry, he's not asking for anything. He's just crying because of the outcome. But when a child comes to you and starts crying, he's making demands. He's saying, give me. And you are not giving. He starts crying. Until you hand in biscuit, the cry stops. So this, the cry we want to, that we want to do today is the second cry, seeking for an outcome. Nobody's beating you. We are crying to get something from God. The person that cried this kind of cry in the Bible, there are more. But we'll take the blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus cried it. When he heard that Jesus was passing, like I said, I'm not teaching, so please just bear with me. Bible said that he asked, what is happening? They said, I'm not seeing. He said, I'm not seeing. He said, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is passing. The guy stood up. He didn't talk. He didn't shout. He cried. Talking, shouting, crying is not the same. One is the highest. Cry. Cry doesn't have boundary. Until you get it, you don't stop. If you are shouting, they slap you, you can keep quiet. Like when he started talking, who is passing? He said, Jesus. He said, let him come and heal me. He started shouting, Jesus, son of David, have mercy. They told him, keep quiet. That was shout. Bible says he now cried the more. So after shout is what? Cries. That one, nobody can stop you until you get what you want. So we want to cry to God today. Peter as well. Jesus came walking on the water. That one was Luke 18. This one is Matthew 14, 29. Jesus came walking on the water. They were afraid. He said, Master. He said, be not afraid. It is me. He said, no, I don't believe you. If you are the one, tell me to come. Peter knows what the words of Jesus can do in his heart. He just heard, come. The young man jumped out of the boat and started walking on the water. Something came up. When he turned his eyes away from Jesus and now saw that the wind was boisterous, it was too much. Bible said, immediately he began to sink. I was surprised that Jesus never said, let me help you. He was sinking in front of Jesus and Jesus didn't say a word. He didn't cough. His own disciple. Is that not wickedness? But Jesus didn't say anything. When the young man realized that his swimming skills, take note, he was a professional fisherman, so you can't say that he will sink easily. But this one passed him. He was sinking. Before Jesus, Bible says he cried out, help me. Bible said immediately, Jesus Christ put his hands and held him and brought him out. And now ask him, why did you doubt? Until you cry, some things will never change. Ask Jacob. He carried the blessing, but he suffered more than Esau. Until the day he made up his, he took the whole family, crossed the water, kept them one side, and came back and said, today is today. He says, either you do it or you kill me. And you know God will not kill you. He will prefer to do it. And he wrestled with a man. He wrestled with God throughout the night. All he needed was a password to his destiny. One password. One. But it will take energy, persistence, and time to collect it. When he has fought and fought and fought, the angel said, what is your name? He thought he would say, my name is Esau. How he told the father. And I said, my name is Jacob. He said, from today, your name will be Israel. That was the covenant. That was the name. That was the password. As he left that place, his blessings began to blow out. He became what God said he would become. There are some things that will never enter your hand except you cry. Until you get it, you don't stop crying. Archbishop Benson Idahosa said something. He said that there is no man that had cried to God for help that did not receive help from God. Nobody. Check your Bible. Nobody ever cried to God for help that did not receive help from God. Nobody. So what is still hanging? What is remaining? What has not happened yet? Is because you have not cried. You have prayed. You have shouted. But you did not cry. The cry there means until you get it, you don't stop. Because from the days of John the Baptist until now, this kingdom suffered violence. And only the violence, not some, only the violence takes it by force. They will not give you freely. You have to go and collect it by force. How can the Almighty God tell Moses, go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go? He saw God face to face. When he went and told Pharaoh, Pharaoh said, you and that your God, people will perish there. Because these people, they are going nowhere. So what makes you think if you say it once, it will happen? Lastly, before we pray, whenever you want to talk with God, please don't speak faith. Listen, God is your Father. When you want to talk with your Heavenly Father, don't speak faith to Him. Tell Him the way it is. When you want to tell others about Him, speak faith. Because you are painting a picture of Him. But when you go to Him, don't speak faith. Cry. Because you are a child. If your child comes to you, give me biscuit. Daddy, I know that whenever I ask you, you give me. Give me biscuit. Your father said, I gave you 5. You just finished it. Now you are coming back. I'm not giving. When a child comes, say, I'm hungry. You've given me 5. Give me another one. I want another biscuit. He said, I want another one. The cry starts. Sorry now. No, biscuit. We look at you, beat the cry. When you are tired, when the noise is too much in your ears, you do what? Oh, yeah, take. With anger, self, take. Say, you collect, and the cry ceases. When you go to God in prayers, don't speak faith. Tell Him the way you are feeling. He's a father. He's not your uncle. He's a father. He knows you have needs of these things. He knows already. So don't go and be speaking faith to Him. So that thing can be handled once and for all. Praise Master Jesus. So, I thank you for the person that, thank God for the person that took prayers. That's where we'll start our prayers today. You are going to cry for help. Now, take note, which aspects of your life or your family? Is it health? Is it the children? Is it finance? Is there a project? Whatever. You need it. You need an urgent attention from God on that matter. We'll stay on it. Praise the Lord. One last illustration. If I want to bore a hole into this office from this place and I am with a hammer, if I keep hitting one location consistently and another person is hitting round, just hitting randomly, who is going to open the hole faster? The one that is consistent in one location, right? So there are some things, don't change, don't be in a hurry to be changing prayer points. If there's an health issue, stay with that health issue until it is handled. That is cry.
You pray on Monday, the same thing. 1 hour, two. The same thing on Tuesday. The same Wednesday. The same Thursday. Just stay there until it is handled. You say, chapter closed. Open to chapter two. Which other one? Pick it up. It can take a month, but stay. That is crying. So what is that thing that you want God to urgently intervene? Let's be just two, one. Don't pack five. So the prayer point won't be many. So that we can dig. We'll dig the hole. Dig till we touch the water. The water will gush out. God will bless us in Jesus' name. Can we rise to our feet? So we are going to pray from Psalm 30, verse 10. Also Luke 17, verse 13. Psalm 30, verse 10. Can we rise to our feet, please? I've told us. Let's please be on our feet. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read. Hear me, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Let's read the NLT. Let's check the NLT. Praise the Lord. Can we read together? Want to go? Let's take it again. Want to go? This was a prayer that the blind Bartimaeus prayed. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And he caught his attention. And he came. He said, what do you want? Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Can you wave your hands and say, Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for your word today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father. I can't hear you. Say, Father. I can't hear you. Say, Father. Have mercy on me. And help me. In this month of August. Can you cry to God for help? Tell him, have mercy on me. Help me. In this month of August, I need your help. Which angle do you need help? Which aspect of your life? Tell him, Lord, help me. Help me. Is it my finance? Help me. Is it health-wise? Help me. Is it career? Help any aspect. Tell him, Lord, help me. Help me. I need your help. I need your help. In this month of August, Shaka Parate, Ikopopoporabagadaba, Ileke Bregade Shetepa, Ikakakakapakakata. Are you praying? Say, Lord, help me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. And help me. And help me. When God helps a man, Yakabaratasa, your strength is not involved. When God helps a man, his strength is put on hold. Tell God to help you. What is that heart condition? Say, Lord, help me. What is that, those dicey cases? Say, tell him, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. This condition has lingered for so long. I need your help. No one ever cries to God for help that did not receive help. Cry for help. Cry for help. Cry for help. He is the strength of the weak. He is the help of the helpless. There is no mountain he cannot move. There is nothing he cannot shift. There is nothing he cannot make to happen. Can you cry to God for help? Blind Bartimaeus cried for help. He got the help. Peter cried. He got help. You are not lesser than them. You are better off.
because of the Holy Ghost and the advantage of the cross. Cry for help. That thing has to be settled today. Don't mind what's around you. Don't mind your neighbor. Can you sort this one out? It will be known that today was the day it was handled. It will be said it was today that this was touched. There is no mountain he cannot move. There is no miracle he cannot do. There is nothing he cannot change. There is no ground he cannot move. There is no mountain he cannot surmount. There is no mountain he cannot sink. He sank the walls of Jericho. Can you cry? Can you cry? He's a father. He can hear. Be more desperate. Be more desperate. With all your heart, cry. With all your soul, cry. With all your strength, cry to him. The Bible says, surely there is an end. Surely there is an end. That challenge ends today. Can you cry? That challenge ends today. That fibroid is melting. It's falling off. Asha, ekababarabada, irabadabadabada, irabadabadabada, ikebekeketesa, irakabrado, ikebendabo, irabakadabakadakado, ikebedebeha, ashabrakadala, ishebedebedebedebede, erabakadakadaka, eshabradadadadadada, zakakakakakakadaka. Masha baba baba baba. Cry to him. Cry to him. Cry to him. He answers prayers. He answers prayers. He answers prayers. He can hear. He's able to do. If he cannot do it, let it be left undone. If he can't answer, nobody else can answer. Can you talk to him? Can you talk to him? His presence is here. Akambarato inkeperete vilia ashabarada bada inkepede berete ikwaka baba borodo inkepeberita tosia inkatabara ileberete liato ikopoboro sebila inkeprendo sabilia akabata bata ladiata elekepeka kataka peka kataka irakapeka kataka paka kataka ashabratalia eshe pekete ile brado sabiana inke pepe pepe adadam babadam badam inke pepe. Something is happening. Irakadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad The answer has come. The answer has come. The answer has come.
Ratan da 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 da
you, Father. Something's moving, something's changing. See His glory, feels like heaven on earth. Something's moving, something's changing. See His glory,
Kapaleta. Something's
moving, something's changing. See His glory.
One more time. Something. Hey,
something's changing. See His glory. This time,
something's
moving. Something's changing. See His glory.
Say aloud, amen. It is written. Surely there is an end, and your expectations shall not be cut short. Father, you have said it. We believe it. And I decree, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Every lasting infirmity is gone. This chronic back pain, lumbar spondylosis is gone. That migraine is resolved. Fibroid has disappeared. It has melted in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. We give all the praise. We give all the praise. That mother, that your child, you have been troubled concerning a particular one of your child. The Lord said He has gone ahead of you. It is His, the child is His own, not your own. He's in control. That concern is over. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Because today is a mark on our destiny. That so many things were handled to the glory of God the Father. Something's moving.
Something's changing.